Junior Boulevard. Tell your friends, bring your guns. This weekend, be there.
The Mickey Filer Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
The Mickey Filer Show.
Welcome back, Tigertown Graphics. They'd love to help you out, friends. Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson, made by Clemson fans for Tiger fans. Hey, you're going to love Tigertown Graphics. I went by again the other day. The store looks great. I told you we got some sweatshirt weather out there now, so go ahead and get ready for a little fall. I love their hat selections, all their decals that they have, and then all those great homemade original t-shirts that they make right there at Tigertown Graphics. We did our t-shirts with them. We did our Tigers for Tatas t-shirts and all. You can buy that Tiger for Tatas t-shirts right there at Tigertown Graphics. Good folks, downtown Clemson, Tigertown Graphics, or online for you folks listening out there not in the area, it's tigertowngraphics.com. Delvin held on through the break. Good morning, Delvin. I really appreciate your patience, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're blessed, man. Everything's blessed.
Very interesting conversation you had. Good to hear from William, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I always ask you this on Friday. What's your key for Clemson to get a win on the road? Play better than they did
the
last time they was on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. I think that anytime you go on the road, and it goes especially for this, I've been to Louisville twice now, and they can get into it a little bit there. I'd like to see the Tigers start fast tomorrow. You know, one of the things that happened up in Chapel Hill was a four-play, 80-yard drive there, 75-yard drive there to start things out. And it was a great touchdown pass there to give North Carolina a little bit of that momentum early. And Clemson answered later in the first quarter, but it was kind of a slow start for the Tigers. And they've been notorious slow starters for a while now in some places. So I'd like to see Clemson start a little bit faster up in Louisville. Offensively, you know, I think they only had one false start penalty this past week, and that's kind of a big key for them. Obviously, don't turn the football over, but balance. I think offensively, you know, they've given up – Louisville's given up points this year, and I think the Tigers can take advantage of that. Defensively, you got to stop the run. If Louisville's able to run the ball tomorrow, Clemson's in trouble, but Clemson will have a long day on the defensive side of the football, maybe without Xavier Thomas. Once they get downhill in that running game, then the play action works off of that. Everything gets that way, and now you can have some quarterbacks that I think can be effective throwing the football, but not effective in bad down and distances. I don't think they're talented enough to do that. So I would say stop the run on defense and get off to an early start with some balance, no turnovers, and limit those penalties on offense.
Yeah, maybe they need to start like they did get four decisions.
Yes. Yeah, they were very aggressive with that offense on Saturday. Maybe you'll see more of that up in the Commonwealth tomorrow.
Yo, thanks for my call. I'll do it, man.
Thank you, Dev. Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoy that weekend. Now, I want to switch gears on you. We were talking about Georgia, and we're talking about Georgia's deal here. And Kevin reminded me that we have Georgia going to Alabama next year in the regular season. So that might be a deterrent. But John Height, most eligible bachelor in South Carolina, John Height, I looked at Alabama for next year, and we don't know if all these guys are going pro or not. There's very few seniors at Alabama right now. Landon Dickerson is a graduate transfer at the offensive guard. On the defensive side, you've got Raekwon Davis and Anfernee Jennings. Those are seniors, and Trayvon Diggs is a senior at cornerback, and Shame Carter's a senior back there at safety. But there's very few seniors on the starting lineup, starting two deep there at Alabama. But let's talk about this, John. What's Alabama going to look like if these juniors take off and go to the NFL? And I think they will. Without Tua, I'm not sure what's going to happen to Alabama because I don't really trust Mac Jones yet, and I don't trust Tua's little brother as of yet. Not sure Bryce Young can come in and play right away. So that will be a drop-off. Tua's had an unbelievable career there. And we have to admit, John, I'm going to make my way down the list here, a Tua-less Alabama might be a little bit different animal next year. You buying that for me?
Yes, but I was saying during the break, I would not be surprised to see Alabama go heavy into the grad transfer market.
even then, who would be transferring out? I mean, maybe a Jalen Hurts comes in, Jalen Hurts type situation comes in, not Hurts himself, right. But and you could not have a much drop off like we're seeing at Oklahoma. But I don't know if I trust that one or not. I mean, I just
have no idea who it would be, and of course it's going to be a drop off. But I'm just not sold on the fact that Mac Jones, or really even a quarterback that's on their roster right now, is going to be Tua's replacement next year.
Hey, same thing if Jake Fromm goes, because there's a lot of rumors about some graduate transfers coming to Georgia next year.
Yeah.
So we don't who's going to be the quarterback next year, we don't know. But let's look at the overall big picture at Alabama. You know, the four-headed monster right now, wide receiver, and Devonta Smith's just been amazing in recent weeks. Jerry Jeudy might be the best receiver in the country. Henry Ruggs might be the fastest receiver in the country, or at least one of the fastest in the country. All three of those are juniors that could leave early. Now Jalen Waddle has to come back. He's a sophomore. But you could be missing three unbelievable wide receivers next year. There's some talk about Alex Leatherwood leaving, the left tackle, leaving to go pro early. On the defensive side, Xavier McKinney is a junior. You can see him get out of there. Terrell Lewis, a redshirt junior at the Sam linebacker, you can see him kind of get out of there a little bit. There's a bunch of those big-name juniors at Alabama that and Clemson will find this out too. At some point in time, it might be next year with Clemson, because ETN and Higgins and Simmons and Terrell, those guys are eligible to leave. At some point in time, you're going to see these juniors leaving catch up to teams. It's already caught up with several teams out there, but maybe, and it caught up with Oklahoma to Ohio State a few years ago. But I think Alabama's on that list right now. That without, I mean, when you prepare for Alabama right now, you better prepare for Tua. You better prepare for Devonta Smith and Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs and Jalen Waddle. And if four of those five guys won't be there next year, it's obviously a little easier task. Obviously, the Alabama recruits well. But that's a lot of productivity in an offense. And defensively, there's still issues over there. Now, I love Christian Harris. I think he's going to be a great player for them at linebacker. And they've got some guys coming up. And don't get me wrong, maybe an 11-1 season at Alabama is not great. Maybe a 10-2 season at Alabama's firing the coach kind of thing. But Alabama's going to have some big-time juniors next year that could be leaving that program. Could we see Jonna? I know this sounds crazy, and don't think less of me when I tell you this. Could we see a 10-2 Alabama team here in the next couple of years?
Whoa, Mickey. Whoa. How dare you say something that blasphemous?
I know. That's crazy.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They'll still be number one in the polls, and they'll get into the playoff because of the meat grinder schedule they've had to overcome.
Meat grinder.
Oh, it's so difficult. Just thinking of an SEC schedule is giving me a migraine, Mickey.
Georgia next year, DeAndre Swift could leave. But now you have Zamir White there. Jake Fromm could leave, and that leaves open graduate transfer.
Well, they took they got a 4- or 5-star from they stole from Ohio State on signing day last year. I mean, Kirby signed a couple of decent quarterbacks in terms of a ranking standpoint.
I don't see the guy there now. I think that might be a graduate transfer. Okay. Andrew Thomas is a junior. You can see him leave. And then, you know, the seniors, some of those guys.
Well, judging by the mass exodus of juniors last year at Georgia, I would expect the same thing.
Monty Rice could be one that could go early. But, look, that's we'll talk about that later. But, again, Clemson's a big deal. And looking at them, the four, and maybe there's more than four, but the four in my mind, Travis Etienne, and then that would be up to Lynn J. Dixon and Malusi Dukes and Bowman, I think, coming in and making an immediate impact.
T. Higgins as well.
Yeah, Pryor as well. T. Higgins is a guy that you're hoping that Ross – if Higgins goes, that Ross and Rogers and Gatta and Ladson and those guys can come in and take up for a little bit of T slack. On the defensive side, obviously Isaiah Simmons having an unbelievable year. I don't think you'd replace him. You get back with a better defensive line and better overall defense in a lot of places. And then A.J. Terrell will be missed. But I'm going to tell you, I watched the replay again yesterday. I'm a sick man, John. I'm a sick man in the head. But I watched it for the third time yesterday. And in that third and fourth quarters, Andrew Booth is flying all over the football field.
Yes.
Goodrich, you believe in him. You believe in, obviously, Kendrick. I think that Sheridan Jones is going to be a good player. Now, Sheridan Jones gave up the touchdown on Saturday. I'm not sure he's 100% healthy. He had to play because Goodrich was suspended. And I'm not sure that Jones was healthy in that one. But now you got to play some safeties. But I like Turner coming back next year, obviously. And then Charleston and Phillips and Zanders and Thornton and those guys. The defensive line, they don't lose anybody. Plus, they bring in Brissett and Cape Hard and Murphy and Williams and maybe Birch and maybe Flo at linebacker, too. This defense could be really salty next year. The offensive line, you got to replace four of those five guys. You feel good about McFadden. You feel good about Carmen. You feel good about Bockhorst. The other two with either Putnam or Stewart or some of those guys and maybe some freshmen coming in to play there. And then, you know, obviously the wide receiver. Trevor Lawrence coming back is a big part of all that. All that said, juniors are a big part of this thing now, man. And can you imagine if any of those guys decide to come back, like the defensive line come back for either Alabama, Georgia, or Clemson, could put them right back in the same situation as next year. Who's the biggest loss, John, for Clemson of that, in that quartet of ETN, Higgins, Simmons, and Terrell?
Simmons, no question.
Yeah.
No question about it. I mean, a receiver, is T. Higgins the best on the team right now? Yes. But there's a lot of talent there. Running back, is ETN the best running back on the team? Yes, but Lynn Jay is talented, and, you know, we feel good about the other options there as well. Same at corner. I don't know what we have at that hybrid spot. They say it's going to be Mike Jones, but we haven't seen it yet. I just don't know what they're going to do with that spot. What Isaiah Simmons is able to bring to this team allows the other 10 players to do what they need to do in that defense. And losing Isaiah Simmons is just going to be huge. I mean,
totally agree.
And we don't
totally
have,
agree.
You know, a couple years ago when Dorian O'Daniel left, we were all wondering, how do we replace it? How do we replace him? Well, we were able to have a 6'4", 230-pound safety linebacker mix in Isaiah Simmons step in. Who steps in for Simmons now?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with everything there, John. And I agree with the good breaking all that down. No chance any of those four guys come back, is there?
No.
Okay.
I think if any of them would come back, it would be ETN due to the lack of numbers so far this year.
Second round grade, most likely. But running backs are high picks in drafts, and
right.
We'll see. But I don't see that. Amari Rodgers?
He's got a chance to go, but I see Amari coming back for one more year to have one full year of being healthy, even though what he missed only, what, one game?
Yeah.
You know, I could see him come. But then again, he's also one of those guys that I would not be surprised if he left either.
Skalski?
Skalski will come back.
Yeah, I agree with that. You got to worry about Chase Bryce transferring, graduating and transferring.
You do, but you feel good about Tyson and then with DJ coming in as well. It's
right.
Kind of one of those things where you just kind of thank Chase for what he's done here and take that degree and best of luck moving forward.
Very good point.
If that's
very
what he
point.
Chooses to do.
Yes, no doubt. Very good point there. So, anyway, just a little junior talk for that and seeing. And that's something we'll talk a lot about, obviously, in the offseason for sure. Hey, are you going to – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, speaking about that, just one more player I thought of. Will Spires, does he have another year of eligibility or is he a senior this year?
He has another year of eligibility.
Okay.
So that works out.
So we would have kicker punter intact as well.
Yep. Yep,
unless
no
Sawicki turns out to be grows a finalist, and then we lose a grows a finalist there. But
hey, but let me tell you, would it surprise you? I mean, Dabo Swinney has that gold touch, that Midas touch. Would it surprise you if he came in and kicked game-winning field? Well, I hope not have a game-winning field goal. Well, came in and was perfect. I mean, that's typical Dabo Swinney, that whatever any kind of issue comes up, the next guy is even better.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
I want to hear Dabo say Sawicki numerous times in a press conference in a positive light. Because I have a feeling once Dabo hit that name like the fourth or fifth time, he'd start getting real sarcastic and fun with it.
Yeah, of keeping it like Dabo seems to do. Any issues? We're going to talk to Josh Williams here in a couple of seconds. Any issues you think Clemson has? Are your biggest concerns going to Louisville tomorrow?
Like you were talking about earlier, is if Clemson struggles to stop the run and allows Louisville to set everything up. I think our offense shouldn't have much of a problem tomorrow. I think Louisville, from a talent standpoint, has a long way to go defensively. But they could play offense, and if our defense is not on point, which they have been on point every game so far this season, if this happens to be their off day, like the offense kind of sort of had an off day at North Carolina, then we might be in for a shootout. But even if we are in a shootout with Louisville, I feel good about Clemson's chances. I'm trying not to be too much of a judge too much of the snapshot of the moment. Just because Louisville was able to put up 60 on Wake Forest, does that just automatically mean that they're going to do, you know, have some of that same success? I just don't know.
I'm with you on that one. I think that because of Louisville's run game, I think you'll see a lot more of the four-man fronts tomorrow, and Clemson having to shut that down. You got to make them one-dimensional. I don't trust any of either the two quarterbacks tomorrow, Conley or Cunningham tomorrow, if Clemson gets them in the down and distances where they're forced to throw the ball rather than throwing it when they want to throw that. And that's why stopping the run being so important. The other part of stopping the run being so important is that if they can do what North Carolina was able to do and what Texas A&M tried to do, is that run that play clock down, and you get that running game and moving those chains, and you keep Clemson's offense on the sidelines, and that time possession becomes a factor up in Louisville. So I think that stopping the run tomorrow is paramount. And you know what Clemson does is the best of any team in the country, and they've done it for about five straight years now, short yardage. How many times have you seen a team go second and one, third and one, fourth and one, and Clemson stops them? Or third and two, they stop them. Fourth and one, they stop them. And the goal line situations, they stop them. Clemson's short yardage. Yes, it's a weekly. And the momentum off of that, short yardage could be a real big key tomorrow, especially in that run game, because you don't want the balance part of that coming out of all that. Hey, our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. I've got my buddy here with an engineer sleep bed. Now I got to get him in a great garage floor, man. Carolina Flooring Specialist, let them take care of you there. A high-performance epoxy-based flooring, and it looks fantastic. You're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today. Set the appointment up, 404-8158, 404-8158. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Here's the deal. You don't move a finger. You don't move anything. I'm not a DIY. My wife told me this the other day. She said, "Honey, I love you more today than I ever loved you. I love you more tomorrow than I love you today. And you're great at so many things. But you're not a handyman around the house." And so it hurt me deep in my core, because in my mind, I think I can do things. In theory, I can. In practice, I can't. So I didn't even try this. That's why our garage floors look great. There is a person, John Hite, at the studio. Or in our building and in our company, that tried to do this himself, and he tried it the second time and the third time and the fourth time, because it's so hard to do DIY. Let them take care of it for you. Carolina Flooring Specialists, great epoxy floors in your garages. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Call Tim today, 404-8158. The Cub is on hold. Josh Williams is here. We're going to give you the latest nuggets, the latest trends. We'll give you what the money line looks like. I mean, what the big money looks like, what that sharp money looks like, what the betting totals, the betting percentages look like with Clemson and Louisville, Florida, South Carolina, Oregon, Washington, Baylor, Oklahoma State, Michigan, and Penn State. Stay tuned for that and much more from Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's Kathleen Sweeney. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that means it's time for Tigers for Tatas. Last year, with your help, the Roar raised over $40,000, and this year, we hope to top that. Dabo and I truly appreciate your support of the All In Foundation in its local efforts in the fight against breast cancer.
Join the Roar all month long for Tigers for Tatas. For a complete schedule of our Tigers for Tatas remotes, log on to theroar.radio.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year's witch's brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Three rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
S.H. Carter is a family-owned and locally operated construction and demolition company here to go to work for you. With over 50 years of experience, the Carter last name is associated with quality construction, high expectations, honesty, and integrity. As members of the Carolinas, AGC, and National Association of Demolition Contractors, give them a call today to get a jump start on your project or roll-off container rental. 864-295-3943 and online at shcarterinc.com. That's shcarterinc.com.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
The best way to kick off the day, the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
The Mickey Plyler Show.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Full-service lumber yard. They'd love to help you out at harbinlumber.com. Let them take care of you. Look, everything you need, all your interior products, exterior products. They have their own door plant, their own truss plant, their own wall plant, man. They're going to help you out, and they're going to get you every delivery in full, on time, every single time. You upstate builders, you upstate remodelers, you upstate handymen, they'd love to take care of you. They will start out as a you know, low-level supplier and work their way up. They don't mind that. They know that you need everything, and they know that you need a great lumber yard. But give them a small job. They'll earn more of your business after that initial order. Those that have been with them for a while know what I'm talking about. It's Harbin Lumber, the best in the business for 102, 103 years now. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. The Cub is here. J-Dub, Josh Williams, talking some Vegas trends and some movement here in some of these lines. Good morning, Josh. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing?
We are fantastic. Let's jump to it because we do have some big games locally at least. Clemson's going up to Louisville tomorrow. And in looking at the initial line, it started out as the Tigers were about a 22-point favorite. Josh, this line has jumped up to 24 to 24.5 in some places. Thoughts on Clemson and Louisville?
Yeah, it's been pretty one-sided. You know, Clemson's basically throwing 3-1 action in the back count all week. Not that much of it sharp action. You know, there's less of that total money percentage is on Clemson, but enough of a liability for them to keep pushing that line forward there to 24. You know, the big one is the point total has gone up basically another 2 full points from 60 to 62, and I could see that keep going. I mean, this is one where the over has gotten over 90% of the ticket count and almost 85% of the money. So that's definitely one-sided there. And you know, makes a lot of sense. You expect Clemson to be able to score. And it's a Louisville team that averages, you know, over 37 points a game. But they also have given up over about 31 points a game. So that over is definitely attractive. And it's been hit there all week. To me, it just kind of boils down, if Louisville is going to score, they might kind of need some plays like they hit last week. Basically, you know, they scored 62, but they had 21 points that basically directly came related to their return game and special teams. They had a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and they had two other deep returns, one of them being an 83-yard kickoff return that put them down to the 15-yard line, and a 50-yard punt return that put them down to the 13-yard line. So two more short fields there that were quick and easy 21 points out of that 62 last week. So this will be Clemson's big test there. Obviously, Louisville can test Clemson with the run game and test a lot of that back end with the eye candy there with their motion. So, like you, I'm very impressed with Louisville. I mean, Satterfield's played 3 quarterbacks this year, and they've all looked very, very good. And even the two younger guys have, to me, looked better than past. So, I'm looking forward to the game more. I think it's going to be a fun game. I think Louisville will keep it close there for part of the first half there, and Clemson can kind of stretch it out after that.
Florida goes to South Carolina, and we have started out at 6.5. Josh is down to 5, 5.5, even 4.5 while one thing I'm looking at now. And the over-under dropped as well from 51 down to about 46 to 47.
Yeah, I got to wonder a little bit if the over-under is because of the rain in the forecast now. It's supposed to be a pretty good bit of rain, at least for the second half of the game, maybe not, maybe even starting a little bit earlier. But Florida's gotten all, you know, 4-1 in terms of ticket count, but South Carolina's gotten over 60% of the money. So a lot of sharp money, respected money is on South Carolina that's driven that down, that point and a half, got it to 5. Really, it just kind of comes, it's a huge situation where this is South Carolina. So they had a, be interested to see how they respond off the emotional win last week. You know, one that, you know, you've heard some players say that's something they'll tell their kids about 20 years from now, you know, and whatnot. But really, you know, for Florida there, you know, they have played Auburn 2 weeks ago in a pretty physical game there. And they, you know, we know what they did last week at LSU. So this is a big situational area there for South Carolina. And so, you know, since the year 2000, there's been 14 times that a team has won outright as a 20-plus point underdog and then come back the next week as a dog. And so in that spot, like South Carolina's in, those teams that pulled the upset the week before, 11-3 against the number. So it's a spot where when you see that, it kind of makes sense where that point total ticked down, that point and a half. But of those 14 teams, while they're 11-3 against the number, there's only been one of them to do the double upset, and that was Syracuse in 2016. They won as a 21-point dog against Virginia Tech, and they came back and won as a short dog against Boston College the next week.
Dang, didn't know that. A little history maybe on that deal. The Oregon and Washington game, this is a little different line here. We've seen some things go on here. Oregon started out as a – I'm sorry, the line started out as 3, 3.5, and I'm seeing now 2.5 range for the most part. And the over-under's dropped about a touchdown so far.
Yeah, Washington's starting to get some money there. You know, Oregon's drawing more action, you know, basically – 60% or so, but Washington's got basically on the flip side about over 60% of the money. So, you know, the respected money there has been on Washington. So I could see this still going down. I mean, really, this line was completely flipped, really, when you looked at it on the look ahead and even all throughout the summer, it was basically Washington laying three. And, you know, it basically flipped to Oregon minus three early this week. So, you know, it is a spot where, you know, it's the first time Washington's been a home dog in, you know, almost 4 years, a little over 4 years, basically since September of 2015. So it's not a spot where you think Oregon is very good away from home, but they have been favored four times going to Washington, and they have won all four. So I think it's interesting to watch this game. I think it might be a little bit of an overreaction to a couple of those early losses by Washington that's gotten that line flipped. I kind of like the home dog in that one.
Baylor and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State started out 2.5 points. It's up to about four now. Over-under has been from 65 up to 68, maybe 68.5, as the undefeated Baylor Bears go to Stillwater.
Yeah, just like undefeated Baylor on the road, and they're an underdog, and that's been one-sided action basically on Oklahoma State all week. 4-1+, and ticket count money's been on Oklahoma State. That's driven that off of three all the way up to four. So this is a spot where Oklahoma State has really flourished. And in the last 10 years, they've been an unranked Oklahoma State team, has been a home favorite versus a ranked team three times. And then one of them happened earlier this year against Kansas State. It also happened a few years ago against Texas, and before that against Texas Tech. And all three of those games, not only did they win the game, but they won by double digits. So this is a spot where Gundy has really flourished there, and see if that holds true tomorrow. But you know, since 2013, there's been four times that a team is 6-0 or better with a dog against a team that wasn't ranked, and there's only one of those teams that won, and coincidentally that was Matt Rhule coach team again there in 2015 at Temple, when they won by double digits on the road at East Carolina as a dog there. So kind of two dueling trends there. Rule's been very good as an underdog, but it's hard not to like Oklahoma State here. You know, Baylor's kind of skated by with some really close wins here the last few weeks. So it makes a lot of sense there that this action's going on Oklahoma State to me.
I love it in the movie Casino where they ask Ace Rothstein, the guy says, Remo says, how do you know this? Where'd you get that stuff from? Great stuff there. A final one, game-wise, Michigan goes to Happy Valley. It'll be a whiteout. Line's been pretty steady, 8 to 9, and the over-under's been pretty steady at about 47 or so. Whiteout in a big game, maybe the national game of the year tomorrow, Michigan at Penn State.
Yeah, Penn State, you know, big whiteout game there. They've gotten 2-1 action, and ticket count and money has driven that line up a point throughout the week. So, you know, much like Tom Herman has been lauded for his success as an underdog, on the flip side, you heard a lot about how bad Jim Harbaugh is. He's 0-7 straight up, 2-5 against the number as a dog, and five of those seven losses were basically by 11-plus points. It's not a situation he's been good in at Michigan. You know, he's 4-11 straight up and 5-10 against the number when they play a top 15 team. And you know, even going back before Harbaugh, when you have Michigan on the road against a ranked team, the last 20 games they're 1-19 straight up, losing by an average of 16 points per game. So this is one that really is a big game for both of them. But Penn State, really, I mean, if you look at their upcoming schedule, you know, after this Michigan game on Saturday, you know, they've got games coming up against Michigan State, Minnesota, Ohio State. So they've done well so far, still undefeated, had a good win last week, but this is kind of really starting a gauntlet this next month or so. That's a big one for them. And, you know, they'd like to bury Michigan coming off that blowout loss from them last year.
Finally, this is one of my favorite segments here. We talk about some of the news notes, nuggets, maybe some of the trends and nuggets. What do we need to know about tomorrow?
Yeah, just a couple here. The one that kind of stood out to me was Florida State playing Wake Forest tomorrow. Wake Forest is a short home favorite. It's the first time Wake Forest has ever been favored against Florida State. Yeah, in fact, they've only been in a game that's lined less than a touchdown twice against Florida State, but they did win both of those back at 2007-2008, but both of these teams looking to bounce back from last week, but the Sharks have really been on Florida State. It's driven this line down. You know, early in the week, I think it was Wake Forest minus three. Now it's down to like 1.5. You know, the bet count is pretty even close to 50-50, but Florida State's drawn about 70% of the money. So the respected bettors seem to think that Florida State there is definitely going to bounce back there playing and went to Salem tomorrow. Last thing, we had talked about some look-ahead lines a couple weeks ago, people looking at the kind of the rivalry games and all later in the season. They did update some of those that I saw earlier in the week. I'll run through some of those real quick. You know, kind of starting next week, Ohio State, minus 11 favorite next week, hosting Wisconsin. LSU is a 10.5-point favorite there, hosting Auburn. The Georgia, Florida there, first week of November, Georgia's a 10-point favorite. I mean, I'd love to take Florida plus 10 there. I think people still think very highly of Georgia, so I'm interested if that kind of gets bet down over the next few weeks. The big game there, Alabama and LSU. Alabama's a 10.5-point favorite there. Georgia's also a 7-point favorite on the road at Auburn there in mid-November. And when you look to those rivalry games there toward the end of the month, Alabama's a 13.5-point favorite right now on the road at Auburn. And Clemson, South Carolina would be a 19.5-point spread there in Columbia.
All those numbers seem really, really high to me. Is that because their future lines are kind of enticing you a little bit, or they'd really believe that at this point?
Maybe a little bit. I the Georgia ones still seem really high. You know, but they're still very respected in the betting market anyway. But actually, the two I failed to mention that stand out to me. North Carolina is a 4-point dog to NC State, and I think the wrong team's favored there. And I got to think this one's adjusted. Maybe it just hasn't been yet, but they still have Kentucky listed as a 3-point favorite against Louisville. Those are two that I think the line should actually be flipped.
Wrong team favorite, but I mean, Wisconsin getting 11 against Ohio State? These are huge. Wisconsin looks better than Ohio State to me right now, and I don't know, man. LSU, as good as they look, the number two team in the country, being a double-digit underdog at Tuscaloosa? Those numbers look really high, man. I don't know about all that. We'll see coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week, let's talk about that Ohio State and Wisconsin game. Also talk some Clemson, Boston College, South Carolina, and Tennessee if we visit next week, buddy.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
Where does he come up with these numbers? How does he know all this stuff? What goes on in that mind of Josh Williams? I appreciate him checking in with us. Hey, our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Let them take care of you at Granger Nissan. Inventory. Seems great-looking Nissans come through the drive-thru here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. They'd love for you to stop by and see them this weekend. The Tigers are off, so you know what? Cooler weather, the cooler temperatures, might be a good time to get out and do some test driving. Check everything online first at Granger Nissan of Anderson. com. Tigers for Tatas bands for sale here, $5 a piece. All your money goes to the All In Foundation and helping out the local mobile mammography units. And so come by here and see us at Chick-fil-A. When we come back, Scott Reimer joins us. It's the 221st consecutive edition of the Tiger pregame show, previewing that from Louisville, Kentucky, right here, a short break.
Hey, Tiger fans. Season tickets to see your Clemson men's basketball team are currently on sale by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Coach Brad Brownell and the Tigers are coming off winning a gold medal for Team USA this summer and have a great home schedule in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers open the season with an ACC game versus Virginia Tech this year. So be sure and order your season tickets today.
Join the Roar every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. Mark and co-host John Height entertain you with all the best national guests, all sports, all conferences, all leagues, and lots of football talk. You need insight? Mark Childress has it, and haters are welcome. You got a rant? Mark's hate segment is the way to get it off your chest. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by Rivers Whitmire Realtor and S.H. Carter on the Roar.
You could buy your CBD oil from a vape store or a head shop.
Hey, can I help you, man?
Or from Custom Med Compounding. Insist on high-quality, full-spectrum CBD oil from Custom Med Compounding and Easley. Call 864-855-2323. 864-855-2323. For CBD oil you can trust, buy from a pharmacy you can trust. Custom Med Compounding.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Audible turns commuting into opportunity. Use the Audible app to learn something new every day. Listen 100% ad-free to the world's leading experts on parenting, budgeting, career, and relationships. Get inspired by Dave Goggins' powerful memoir, Can't Hurt Me, and hear advice from Mel Robbins on how to take control of your life, exclusively from Audible. Download the Audible app, start a free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Sammy's Sports Bar and Grill is excited to be a part of the WCCP family. Sammy's is sure to make everyone happy, with TVs for the sports fanatic, games for the family, a wide variety of beer for the beer lover, and yummy menu options. Make Sammy's your go-to this football season to watch the game or grab food for the tailgate. There's something for everyone at Sammy's. Come see them at Sammy's Sports Bar and Grill on 1791 Woodruff Road. They're thrilled to have you.
Walt here to let you know Tom's Barbecue is proud to announce the opening of their second location, Greer. You can now get your barbecue fix in their new location on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Same menu and hours, but open through dinner until 8 p.m. every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and conveniently located near you. Bring the family and friends. Come to see what all the hype is about at Tom's Barbecue. Their signature cheer wine sauce will keep you coming back for more. Don't take my word for it. Visit them at 217 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Suite G. Tell them Walt sent you.
Football fans, watch the ACC Network with Northland. And signing up for Northland Video gives you the ability to take the game with you, no matter where you are, with Watch TV everywhere. Plus, Northland's launched internet speeds up 1 gig throughout Clemson, so everyone in the household can stream, surf, and shop online. Power your home with laptops, tablets, printers, smartphones, home security systems, and gaming consoles, all online, all at the same time. So go ahead and connect, surf, and stream the game in seamless high-speed bliss. 1 gig delivers the speed you need for all things online. Visit GetNorthland.com or call 888-NORTHLAND to learn more now. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds may vary. Visit GetNorthland.com/offers for details.
Do you bleed orange and purple? Do you want to show your team spirit everywhere you go? With a Clemson debit card from Founders Federal Credit Union, you can do just that. Visit the Clemson office to get your debit card today. Or call 1-800-845-1614 and order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
The Mickey Plyler Show.
Western, baby, and it's
Do it, buddy. Do it. Making me feel good here on a Friday. As if I needed some ammunition to feel good on Friday. South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles wants you to know that the scdmvonline.com is a place to find out everything you need to know about your gold star and about your real IDs. You have less than a year now. October 1st is it. You want to board any planes, don't. There's going to be somebody somewhere that will say, oh, I didn't know. We've been telling it for 2 years. It's scdmvonline.com. You're going to need some proof of identity, some proof of residency, and a proof of address, or whatever. Everything you need to know about it, how much it costs, where to go, the wait times for your local branches, anything you need, your marriage certificates or a change of names or anything, those kind of things, any legal stuff you need there. Hey, go online, find out. scdmvonline.com. Get that real ID done between now and October 1st of next year. Don't procrastinate. Take care of this. The 221st consecutive edition of the Tiger Pregame Show will take place tomorrow, and the guy that will man that ship, Mr. Scott Reimer, joins us now. Good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Mick, I'm doing great, man. Hope you are. And you mentioned tomorrow's 221st edition. Looking forward to it. It's our first edition this year of Breakfast with the Tiger Pregame Show, as we got the Nooner, and that's a 6 a.m. broadcast from 6 until 9. John Authier gave me a new one I'm going to probably steal. He called it, if I need to preach tomorrow a little bit on the show, it's the sunrise service of the Tiger Pregame Show, which I like.
I love it, man.
Man, you can't, you're in Kentucky, they're known for bourbon, but there is no bourbon at 6 a.m. in the morning, not for this guy.
If there is, then you got bigger problems than listening to Tiger Pregame Show tomorrow. I can tell you that much right off the bat. What's on tap? Where can they find you? What time? And give us a little preview of the show tomorrow.
That's right. I'll be up in Louisville, Kentucky, in the shadows of Cardinal Stadium. I forgot they don't call that thing Papa John Stadium anymore. But it's Cardinal Stadium, I think, is what they call it now. And, of course, 105.5 The Roar. If you're going up to Louisville, or if you don't live in the upstate of South Carolina, of course, the easiest way to do it is just download the Roar app. It's free. Stream the show. Easy peasy on that. You can also listen at theroar.radio. Or if you're a little long in the tooth like me and you still like listening on a regular old computer, you can go to WCCPFM.com and stream the show live. So hope folks will get up. If you're not going to the game, do your chores. If you're going to Louisville, put us on your phone and put us through your speakers as you tailgate there at Churchill Downs.
Scott, it was atypical of Clemson last week at Florida State against Florida State because it was a fast start. Deep ball in the first play, halfback pass in the second play. The Tigers got off to a hot start, 42-0. Trevor looked like Trevor again. ETN looked like ETN again, and Ross looked like Ross again. And the Tigers looked like they came out with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder last week. A buddy of mine said this had Dabo Swinney's fingerprints all over it with that little edge that they have. What did you notice from Clemson in a very impressive win against the Seminoles?
Yeah, Florida State wants to complain. They need to complain to the people who for 2 weeks talked about Clemson, not looking good, and falling in the polls and all that kind of stuff, because you named it. Dabo got the attention of the team. It was very obvious. You heard it in their comments all week long, a lot of which we aired on the show last week. You just kind of felt like they had a different mindset. And I think, regardless of where Florida State has fallen to, I think the Seminole logo on the side of the helmet also played into a little bit of that. I think the team, the attention of this team was on Florida State, and it was the first time this year, Mick, where everything I thought kind of came together. And you and I have been talking on these Friday shows. When is Clemson going to put it together, and what will that look like? We didn't know what that would look like because we hadn't seen it happen. And boy, I liked what I saw on both sides of the ball, really. Mick, I think that yards were like 550 to 250 or something like that, but that's almost misleading because most of that was garbage yardage at the end of the game. The one long play where we busted an assignment and they got a big play on that, but it was as dominating a performance as it was the year before down in Tallahassee. The score just didn't show it because Clemson started subbing a lot earlier. And some garbage points for the Noles. So it was great to see. It's great to see that this team can be great. We thought they could be great, and they sure put on a great performance last week.
How important was that, Scott? And you talked about what they had to hear, but let's say they didn't do it last week, and this is the week we'd be still asking the same question, when's Clemson going to play well? How important is it to kind of put that to bed, or at least to give them some confidence that they know that potential is still out there?
I think it's very important, you know, because I kind of thought that was going to come together in Chapel Hill. I kind of thought that was going to be the moment. And, of course, not only did it not come together that way in Chapel Hill, it was a nail-biter, as it turned out. So I think it's good. It put me, you know, in a pretty good spot of feeling like, you know, we felt like on paper that this team was a contender for, you know, not only the playoffs, but a chance to win it again, you know, to repeat. But my eyes hadn't seen it yet. My eyes hadn't seen that type of championship performance that you got to have. And again, you don't have to have it week four or week five, but it's good to know you got it. And we got it. And now whether we'll put it all together at the right time later in the year, you know, that's why you play the games. But it's good to know that it's there. And I think that's a confidence boost for the players as well. And to the coach's credit, which you and I talked about, hey, can we do some different things here? And the funny thing about it is, Mick, you know, Clemson kind of raced out to the lead and then kind of went right back to what they were. You know, they quit showing stuff. And so all of these conspiracy theories about is there more to the playbook than has been shown, I think we saw that, a little bit of that, and then we just saw it retreat right back into the typical stuff because you didn't need it. It was very obvious that Clemson was going to run away with the game.
Did you see or learn anything about Florida State? They had played fairly well in three consecutive games by their standards as of late, for three consecutive games going into this one. Did you learn anything about Florida State and their rebuild job that is still in front of them?
Well, they got a long way to go still. I think that's pretty obvious. But I think it's a little unfair for us to judge Florida State because I thought Clemson put it all together. I mean, I think if Clemson plays like they do against North Carolina, now I don't think Florida State would have kept that game as close as North Carolina did because I don't think Florida State can play as well as North Carolina played that day. But, you know, Clemson put it all together. And if I'm Florida State, I'm not judging where you are with your program at this moment based upon how you played in that one game against Clemson. You know, it's very obvious that the talent differential is there. And maybe the biggest surprise for me is that I didn't know if the talent difference was that great with the ones. I felt like Clemson was really a lot better with the twos and even the threes. But I think having watched it with my eyes, because I wasn't in Tallahassee last year, I watched that game on TV. So I was with my own eyes seeing the two teams together and even the ones. I read these recruiting rankings. You have to pull into question some of that stuff because I'm just telling you, my eyes tell me that these two teams are in two different places.
Yeah, I was at both, and I tell you, it just feels weird watching Clemson out scoring 59-10 and then 45-14. Scott, finally, tomorrow, what do you expect to see up in Louisville?
Well, you know, the biggest thing here, Mick, I think when people say, what do you think about this game? I think it's if you point to one single stat, I would point to the number of plays. You know, Louisville has the potential. Their game plan will be to run the football, to run it up the gut, run it vertically, and try to take possessions away from Clemson. You know, Clemson only ran 61 plays in Chapel Hill. If Clemson only runs 61 plays tomorrow up in Louisville, this game will be closer, hopefully not as close as North Carolina, but it'll be closer than maybe we would want. But Clemson ran 91 plays last week. So to me, can Louisville run the football enough to limit Clemson's possessions and limit Clemson's plays? And if they can hang around. If they can't run it, I don't think they're going to be able to throw the ball with consistency, and then I think Clemson could kind of move away and get a big win. So if you're looking for one thing, to me, early on, is can Louisville run the football with any success against Clemson?
Totally agree, 100%. And a final 30 seconds, so Scott, tell us about what time, where, and the 221st consecutive edition of the Tiger Pregame Show.
Yep, it's Breakfast with the Tiger pregame show tomorrow, 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. 105.5 The Roar, live from Louisville, Kentucky, right there in the shadows of Cardinal Stadium. If those of you traveling up there have safe travels, those watching it on TV, pull them through. And next week we'll be talking a little homecoming and the Tigers return back to God's country.
That's exactly right. Sunrise service tomorrow, sunrise show tomorrow. Have a safe trip, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Love it, man. Take care.
All right, Scott Reimer. Hey, my friends at Katichi want you to know that they'd love for you to come out and see them this weekend. I got an email yesterday and from Greg Rushen, the general manager, and the gentleman said, "I'm here to make Katichi on local radio station. We decided to play your golf course. We enjoyed it so much. We booked a trip for April of 2020 in your golf cabin. We're flexible about when we come. We want Friday afternoon and Saturday and Sunday golf and all the food and everything." So they went, like so many people here, they went, they loved it, and they're going back for a guy's trip in the spring, and he's bringing some people from all over the country in and staying there at their cabin. This is great. This is exactly what we're talking about. To find out what that person who heard it here on the show, to find out more about it and how you can do it, go to katichi.com. It's katechee.com. I love getting that email. I'll read you more of the email next week. Our number three, Jinx Inc. Realty.